Hi, welcome back to another episode of Big Mood. Yay! Thank you for coming back to watch us. Today we have a special guest, and his name is Chester.
See,
this beautiful man here. He is our first single male guest. Yeah. Yes,
the only one not snatched off the market.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
I'm kind of single. I'm pretty single.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're pretty
not single?
I'm single. No, I'm single.
On Facebook,
is there a woman out there that's going to get pissed right now?
Yeah. That's what I always say when people ask me if I'm dating someone. I'm like, I will say no, but there's always going to be someone that's really going to get mad when they hear that.
I think I'm in a couple open relationships, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's more interesting, actually, than being single.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about.
I'm single.
You're in an entanglement?
I'm single. Was that?
Entanglements. There we go.
When does this air?
Ooh, last month.
Get your ducks in order before it airs.
We just say we filmed this a long time. No.
For those of you who don't know Chester, Nikki, why don't you introduce
Chester? Is a talented musician making his debut back to YouTube after a sabbatical, right?
Yeah, I'm on my like 20th sabbatical. Yeah.
He used to post a lot of hot pics with his shirt off. So go back on his Instagram.
Okay, Steve.
A lot of shirtless pics
like
you're going
to
find.
He goes to Steve when it comes to
because
him.
Because he's the only one that gives me shit about that. She's just picking that up from him.
He has channeled into my body to shit talk you right now.
I feel it.
Steve is in the room.
But yeah, no, Chester's like really good at doing music and he just doesn't do it. And like he just is like, no, I'm going to keep my talents to myself and not share them with the world. And I think that's really fucked up and selfish, but at least he's coming back. And by the time this goes up, you actually will be back, apparently, because I saw your announcement.
Yeah, no, yeah, this Thursday I'm gonna swing for every Thursday again.
You sound exhausted.
Have you really resigned yourself to the schedule?
Whatever, man. Thursday, sure.
No, I want to. It's just, I don't even trust me anymore. It's the kind of thing.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, I'm back.
I think that's how a lot of old school YouTubers are. Like all the OG YouTubers, this is always a conversation. It's like, I'm gonna start uploading videos again. Yeah, I think next week I'm gonna start uploading videos. And then next week happens, like, I'm not ready yet. I think I'm gonna get a couple of things together, and then like I'll figure out a format that really works, and then I'm gonna start.
The process for years, so you're like, I know I'm not gonna stick to. What
and you've been
say.
Traumatized for years. Like, there's a lot of falling off the shelf and then getting back up and picking yourself back up, and then the algorithm fucks you, and then you come back and
like
then you get demonetized
you
and
leave.
Then yeah,
I can't even get ads on my channel. I gave up. Bro, I mean, I restarted my channel like 16 times. I'm not
See?
Even an OG YouTuber. I'm just a lazy sack of shit, to be honest with you. So yeah,
this channel I think got demonetized, so you know,
yeah,
never
we
know. What do we say on here? We just talk about
but sucking
we have dick
sponsors,
like what
so fuck Google AdSense.
What's the matter with that?
We're gonna write an angry
Sexist.
letter. So today we're gonna get to know Chester. I've put together a bunch of just in case his YouTube doesn't take off, you can find him here. I'm just kidding. I put together a bunch of questions to ask Chester, and since he's our first single male that we're having on the show, I've put together
or not.
No, I'm single.
Or there might be a very special girl
or not.
I'm single.
Right. Okay, cool.
And this is great because Jess is also single. Now we have two single people here and we can just bounce ideas and shit off of them.
Now kiss.
No, don't
make
it weird. Don't make it weird.
Can you put Jess in your next music video? I've always wanted to see Jess as a video hoe.
So I can twerk.
Great.
If you have twerking music,
she's been going nuts to WAP.
You play piano and she's twerking.
Yeah. I just heard WAP for the first time.
I still need to.
Do you like the WAP song as a man?
I liked Ben Shapiro's rendition of it.
I haven't heard that.
I'm joking.
Oh,
no,
God.
You saw it? Because he's such a, you know.
He's
nerdy.
Very
monotone.
He's so nerdy.
Yeah, he's like,
definitely never made a woman come ever.
I don't know. Some women are into that.
So the first question.
Into what?
Whoa.
Ben Shapiro.
No.
Oh, not coming? I was like, not coming?
Oh,
who's
no.
not into that? What the fuck?
And they're like, ooh. Tell me some more facts.
So, first question I'm going to ask you is what we started asking the guests, just to find out if you're a liar or not.
Okay.
For $1,000 a day,
mm-hmm.
would you have a pee alarm clock, which means every morning you can set, or every night you can set an alarm clock and say like 7 to 8 a.m., whatever you want.
Anytime you want,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get woken up by this alarm clock because it is a man peeing on you. But when you wake up and go to the shower, he stops peeing on you. He replaces your mattress, your bed sheets, gives you new clothes, and leaves $1,000 on your nightstand. $1,000 a day.
How long?
as long as you want.
In perpetuity.
But you can't take a break or else he disappears forever.
And it doesn't matter where you are. It's at home, if you're in a hotel, if you have a girl over, it doesn't matter.
Would you get pissed on every day for $1,000? Mm-hmm.
He stops when you wake up.
And he's not creepy. He's just a really chill dude.
Just a little bit of pee.
He's like 60 something. We asked his age.
Yeah, just like, think of like a look at Alfred from like a,
he's butler, like a
butler from Batman.
He just likes pissing on you.
Just, he's just chill.
I'm taking my time because you're like to see if I'm a liar, but like
you shouldn't have prefaced it.
Yeah, but no, because
sorry.
I mean, there's an amount for sure.
Everyone
I would be okay with this.
$365,000 a year.
Yeah, but
tax free because it's cash.
It's under
just
the table.
To wake up.
It's not worth it. Yeah.
Liar!
It's not worth it.
Liar!
It's
liar!
Not worth it.
You're right.
Liar! No, but I'll give you a number where I'll tell you
okay,
it's worth
what's
it.
A number, like, what's a number? Because we have a poo number, too.
So does that mean you your relative income is already close to that? Because why would you...
Who are you to turn down $365,000?
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I feel like I do pretty well for myself.
That's true. That's true.
Well, like okay, I'm, so this is a good way to either weed out liars or rich guys.
Ah, that's true.
You pass the test
on
the rich guy
part. You gotta do it like $10,000 a day or something for...
Five.
I do it if it, if it was compound. If it was like $1,000, and then $2,000.
Yeah, you can put it in a savings.
And then I'm like,
is
yeah,
it compound?
We're in.
Now you're being Ben Shapiro about this shit, and someone's getting turned on out
don't
there.
Don't say his name anymore.
Some it's finance chick is just disgusted.
Huge lady boner right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it has to be over $1 million.
Yeah, it's compounded.
So
oh, it's compound. I'm in.
Okay,
I'm in.
Huh. I think you should ask him different questions.
Let's move on.
I'm trying to be
all right. You're not
here.
A liar. You're not a liar.
I don't want to pee on every morning.
It's like why pee too?
No,
it's
you not do it's shit.
Like, but you know that thing where they talk about like after a certain amount of money that you have, it's like
yeah,
the value
so
of more money, like it's not
$1,000
you know?
Is like putting a 20 on there.
If I
was putting on putting a $5 bill, it's like yeah, fuck it. I don't want to be peed on for a $5 bill.
You're like. Yeah,
so that's what he's saying, Gina.
It's like an investment.
You
okay,
gotta,
so,
you gotta go higher, aim higher, with the P too.
You can do it for like a year,
do it for
two.
A year, invest your money, and then you can tell him like, "Hey, man, like, I thank you for all you've
he's
done."
He's saying
for me.
I could make $365,000 a different investment. Like, it's not a good investment.
This is just waking up.
But waking up with
that is the most return on investment. You do literally zero.
Yeah, there are crazy people out there who like preserve their pee and drink it because they think it's some health benefit bullshit. You're getting paid for this.
I believe you.
Mm. I was really trying to like be honest about
this. I believe you.
All right, Nikki. You know what?
He went to an island of pigs and he just went to like
you went
this
to the fire festival.
No.
I wish that would have been amazing.
He built wells for. People with
Pygmies?
No wells,
are
like
you Joe Rogan,
no wells.
Yeah, that,
and
I'll plug that.
Yeah,
in
he thing. Like traveled. He doesn't even work. Like he look at his hair.
He looks like a very.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. If you're listening audio only, he has a ponytail and like bracelets
because
and like rings on his fingers. And
he's like, I don't even need $1,000 for your piss money.
Necklace.
I don't need your piss money.
I need your piss money.
I get it.
I feel like
you're
guy.
Too good for money. I get it.
I feel like you're the guy I would run into in Peru that like teaches me how to climb a mountain and find myself.
Yeah, you're the guy. Like a girl. Like breaks up with her longtime boyfriend. It was like super destructive, and she goes overseas and she has a vacation. And then you give her like the best sex she's ever had. It's like a love, eat, pray moment.
I'll take
you know
it.
Who you
yeah.
are?
Who am I?
That's what he
You're
looks like.
Aldous Snow.
Aldous Snow.
Oh my god.
Russell Brand.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. Oh.
Inside you. That's him. You're Aldous Snow.
Inside.
Oh my god. All you need is just like a shirt that's like kind of open up here, and you're perfect.
I almost
we need a little bit of chest hair.
That's amazing. Amazing.
I think he's a little more neurotic
really
than that
guy. I had
him
on this morning. Then
really?
Chester, nah, you're a little more neurotic than that guy, I think.
More neurotic?
A little bit
than
more.
Than Aldous Snow?
Was he neurotic?
Insane.
Oh, I thought he was like the chill one.
No.
Like,
he was insane.
I gotta rewatch that movie. No. Oh, you know what I was thinking of? Was the surf dude, what's his face?
Oh, yeah.
The weather outside is weather.
He was the surfer guy in
what's
the same
his
movie.
He's very famous. He's in Clueless.
Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Holy shit, it's Paul Rudd.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Blast from the past.
I had no idea
that's
that was
right.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
So he came out here and I just got rid of my
yeah,
watch.
I was
like, oh, that's so cool. He's like, well, yeah, because we got phones now, so.
You sound like you're from London. That guy, God, I love him. God, that was a good movie. All right, Aldous Snow, let's get into this. Let's get into these questions here.
All right, I'm excited, kind of.
You know what? I wrote this question down. Now I'm kind of upset because I had no idea what you look like until you walk in here.
Okay.
And the question was, how would you feel if you started balding tomorrow? And
it's just, he has a full head of hair.
It'd take a while for him to start balding.
Yeah. Seriously.
I want to feel. I mean, I think you just rock it. I think you just go and you just do the Bruce Willis thing, right?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. I see all those men who just like have like one comb over three strands, like the Homer Simpson. And
stop
just, like,
attacking Steve.
We respect Steve in this house.
I love you, baby.
I didn't even realize that's right.
Steve should do that thing. You know where they like shave the top of your head and then they
a monk?
It? I think Dietrich's did.
Oh, Dietrich's did do that.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I think they shave the whole top of your head and like glue a toupee down.
Oh,
he it wants looks to so
do
good, though.
Yeah, he wants to do the hair transplant thing.
I mean, that's a
so that's why he doesn't
solution.
Want to buzz it off yet because he wants to take the.
Well, it's the same
he's done the Bosley shampoo and it doesn't work for him.
No, you need the implants.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, you have to take a patch from the back of your head and then put it on the parts that don't have hair.
Those
but
look gnarly, dude.
You need to have like some hair in order to grow the hair. So
right. So that's a healthy way of approaching it. You would just shave it and just...
Yeah, I think you just rock it.
Yeah.
You just go, all right, now I'm bald.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I know that losing hair is a big thing for dudes. Like, that really hurts
them. Yeah, that's like not having titties.
I didn't get that before Steve. I didn't know that it was like a big thing because I think guys are hot without hair. Like, I think they're sexy. I also love baseball caps. So,
like, so like, wouldn't even
so just
really
cover
matter.
It up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, it doesn't matter what your hair looks like under there.
I have so many friends because you know, because my age group, it's like so many friends actually have hair transplants and it's crazy.
And it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
If only you can donate your hair to them because
I will. Once the
right,
I'll cut it off.
Right? Transplant. Holy crap! That's like, a good head of hair.
Steve's blonde, and then there's just a black patch.
Just one splotch. He's like, I call it the Chester splotch.
That's all I could afford.
A teenage scenester girl.
He's like emo.
How cute.
He would totally rock it, too.
I can see Steve rocking it.
Steve would pull it off, dude. So we're going to go through the timeline of dating now, right?
Okay.
Since you're out there and you're out and about, single or not single, we don't know.
You're out spreading your seed.
Just
single.
Spreading your seed around.
Oh, God.
Now...
It's a visual.
I like to think that he puts it in his hand, just spreads it on the field.
That's not too far off from what actually happens.
I like to think he's just spreading it.
Spreading it all over on the lower backs of women in Los Angeles.
God, Jesus.
And other countries.
And other countries in Peru.
Well, not now.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about...
What did I get into? What is this show?
I know, right? Welcome.
You got
I didn't
trapped.
Warn him about anything.
No,
I was just
yeah.
like, you want to be on a podcast? He's like, yeah. I'm like,
awesome.
Cool.
Good luck, buddy.
We like it when they
sometimes
don't ask.
Sometimes people ask follow-up questions, what's it about and stuff. I'm like, okay.
That shows.
Talk about your dick.
So I'm in.
That shows what kind of person you are. You just jump in. We dig that.
Yeah.
All right. So in the beginning, how do you feel about a girl asking you on a date and... What's the best way to approach you, would you say, for a date?
I don't have any issues with someone like asking me out on a date. That's fine. What's the best approach? I don't think it really matters so much because it's more of a confident thing, right?
Right.
At least I'm thinking of it in the reverse. I know that for me, I don't really think too much about what I say to a girl, and I don't think it matters. You correct me if I'm wrong. Like,
It matters what you say to me.
Well, I mean, to a degree,
think,
right? But I think it matters more how you say
it,
right?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think it's more how you say it because, like, Steve did not ask me out like very suavely. I feel like he was. I didn't even know we were going on a date, and then he texted me. I think he talked about this in his episode, and then he texted me at the last second, like right before he was going to pick me up. He's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm paying for everything. You don't have to spend a dime." And I was like, "Okay, I think that means it's a date." He was not very like
dude, we need
straightforward.
Well, so has a girl ever picked you up? I want to know, like, does that even really happen to guys?
Not in recent time. I don't have a memory of going out on a date that was driven by like her asking. But I don't know. No, I don't think so.
How do you do it? Do you approach women like in person, or do you do DMs or
online
do you,
dating?
It's hard in the pandemic era, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest.
Before the pandemic.
So here's my method. Oh God.
Break it down.
So sometimes you go on Tinder. Right?
Okay.
And you don't try to match with anyone on Tinder. You don't worry about that.
You don't try to match with them?
You just find out who you think is attractive, and they always show their Instagram thing. So then I go to the Instagram, and I just slide in the DMs.
No!
What?
No!
And then, I'd say like...
That works?
Yeah, there's like a 10% return. You got to shotgun this, right? So you do like...
So you cast a wide net?
Yeah, cast a wide net like of like 10 people, and then like someone gets back to you, and then you talk, you connect, you meet
up. Why don't you just match on Tinder, though?
I just... It's because it's easier to...
It really matters like what platform you're connecting?
Well, I think you... look, it's worked for me, at least in terms of having like.
Hey, if it works, why fix it?
So, well, yeah, I guess that works for like regular. But like, say you have someone with a lot of followers, like their DMs are like pretty fucking full of just trash.
Sure.
Like it, pretty much all of us. So that wouldn't really work on like some girls.
That's true. And maybe you're cutting yourself short because you don't realize, you know, how popular these women are.
I'm just saying, like, that wouldn't work on a lot of girls.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a you know, it's a shotgun approach.
Yeah. Just casting it wide. Is it bird shot? It's just everywhere.
Bird shot.
Should I not say that I'm on SA as well?
What? What's SA?
Seeking arrangement.
Oh, no, you go say that.
Can we talk about
it? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Hey, yeah. Listen, we're going to talk about that.
Fuck the rest of the questions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Seeking arrangements for those of you who don't know.
No, but I'm...
Are you seeking a cougar arrangement?
Are you the sugar baby?
Yeah, I'm looking for a sugar mama.
Oh.
And a man to pee on. No, so
you,
I'm joking.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't take the pee, but
see do you see how we accepted
so
you immediately?
So if a woman pisses on you, you'll take it.
We accepted him immediately. We're like, oh, okay, cool.
I make sure it's very clear that we're not doing escort scenarios because it's a very like there's a giant portion. Most of SA, I think, is that like is probably kind
of
that.
Actually, a lot of people are making lots of dough doing feet pics on seeking arrangement.
Yeah,
Also,
I know people that just meet up and just want like I've heard there's a lot of guys that just want time with somebody. Like,
But I just don't want to feel alone.
There's a lot. I think a lot of it really is. Probably.
Wait, so is this a joke? Or are you really on seeking arrangement?
Mm.
He pleads
it's
a fifth.
A joke.
He pleads a fifth. As
well,
a sitting attorney, he pleads a fifth.
I have met people on SA, and it's been, there's no money exchange. Mm.
Do I need to sign up for this?
I've met people that, here's what I learned. Most people
should
offend,
I get on this? Tell me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it works. It's a different scenario for the girl than it is the guy. But I've met with people where they really are just interested in like somebody that is going to take them to an actually like a nice place and like, have
like
money
high, like a high maintenance woman that's like don't fucking coffee me.
Yeah, and
yes,
I think so part of the benefit from the guy's perspective, it kind of like switches the role. So I can just like sit back and then go through my messages. I don't have to do anything.
Oh, I never thought
because
of it
they're
that way.
Like assuming that maybe you have money and you're more stable.
Yeah,
and you're
so
not like
go,
the
oh,
low
that
value man
deal.
That's on
exactly.
These other
so you're
Tinder
being
bullshit.
Pursued.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. It's Jess, I'm going to set up a profile for you.
He's like, who do I have to pee on and give $1,000 to a day? I am the butler.
I am the peer. Right.
I want to be clear that there's no money exchange.
Right. So you're not
no
buying
money.
Prostitutes. You're not
there's
buying
no
prostitutes.
No,
you just
not,
assume you have money.
Not,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, seeking arrangements is like their whole thing is like, oh, we're not a prostitute type.
Well, there's this thing called PPM, right? So it's a price per meeting. That's like the lingo on this.
Okay.
Site. What the fuck?
Everything sounds like stocks when he talks. I don't know.
Well, so
is it compounded PPM? I would buy things from
God,
you.
God, no. I would never get involved in that. It's a horrible deal for me.
Terrible.
And so, you know, I think that if you're up front right away, but majority of the girls on there are expecting some sort of PPM, which means that if they're going to meet up and hang out, that they want to get paid for their time.
Okay. So it is like.
So I don't interact
with
these
girls.
If
these
you
girls
don't do
are
PPM.
Girls.
Get on it, Jess. Come on. Jess, get on it, dude. Yeah. I'll set a profile for you. I'll take a 10% cut.
Bitch, I'll set up the profile myself. I don't need a manager.
I just want to be involved, all right? I want to be involved in your life.
Are you
going to
come on these dates with me?
Yes.
Are you going to fix my hair and makeup?
I will sit over there with a mustache and newspaper, and I will be your muscle.
Mm-hmm. She's going to make sure you have really dope headshots.
Yeah. If you're going to be my security, then you can do it.
And I will scope him from outside. Like, he's a lot shorter than he says he is, Jess.
Abort mission.
Abort mission now. So
I don't
going
know if I should
back,
have said this publicly.
we can cut anything.
No,
you
want. It's fine. It doesn't matter. No, as long as you know that everyone knows that there's no money exchange.
Yeah. We get it. You're not.
Can we put a disclaimer?
Yeah,
just make a
editor.
And
wherever you
honestly,
are.
Some girls on there they actually are offended at the idea of a PPM. Like they really do just want to meet up with someone that is like more financially stable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's
really
me.
Is a
that's
section
me.
Of
right.
That's me. I want to meet up with someone financially stable.
Yeah.
Huh.
But this is for entertainment value only. nobody is legally bound to any of the statements they are making on this show.
Yeah.
Wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor, Skillshare. Skillshare is awesome. I love learning. I think I'm addicted to learning like anything I don't know about yet. Like any stimulation, like where I'm like, that's a challenge. Let's do that.
We have a lot of free time right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially in the free time. So Skillshare is a great resource for learning. They have so many different classes on all kinds of different subjects. I took this one class called Beyond Watercolor, Learn to Paint with Gouache.
Squash.
Listen, I'm just learning, okay? I'm a beginner. I'm a new.
It's a painting class, not an English class. We get it. It's fine.
It was with Leah Gorin. She's wonderful. And I like wanted to learn how to watercolor. It was super relaxing. Like, just being in your room with a candle lit and like
that some Bob Ross vibe.
Yeah. Some, and I have like lo-fi beats playing in the background while I'm listening to her, and we just like make a soothing painting, you know, and like you learn different techniques and stuff. It's great. Anyway, I love it because Skillshare offers membership with meaning, with so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives. It's also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. That's like a dinner, right?
Barely. That's like one McDonald's meal.
True. Explore your creativity and get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/bigmood. That's 2 whole months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free.
Well, that's cool.
That's a long time, 2 months.
Yeah, 2 whole months. Get started and join today by heading to Skillshare.com/bigmood. That's 2 free months of unlimited access to thousands of classes at Skillshare.com/bigmood.
But what you are legally bound to is washing your hair every day.
Have you ever wanted beautiful hair like Chester? Healthy, strong? Well, boy, have I got something for you.
And that's just his beard hair.
I wonder if you could use Function of Beauty on beard hair. I feel like you probably can. One size shampoo and conditioner does not work for everyone.
No, the 2-in-1.
Only basic bitches use one size fits all shampoo.
I've never met anyone that does that.
With Function of Beauty, you could take a really quick quiz. Tell them about your hair, what problems you have. Mine is my hair is super bleached. It's like really brittle and falling out half the time because I bleach it too much. You guys are cheering
to your brittle ass bleached hair.
That Function of Beauty fixed.
So anyways, I get their purple shampoo. It helps keep my hair from being super yellow because, you know, bleached hair turns yellow a lot. And it really helps. I let it kind of sit in there for a few minutes and it helps a lot.
Do you get the purple one?
Yeah, it's purple. It's literally purple shampoo. Yeah. And then I get the conditioner, but I get it with no scent and stuff. So I like that you can customize it.
You would be a no-scenter.
You know what? You know what?
I can't handle the scent.
Function of Beauty has over 54 trillion possible ingredient combinations to make sure your formula is as unique as you. So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood and take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood. For how much? 20% off.
That's a lot.
And let them know you heard about it from our show. That's functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
These bottles last forever, too. They last like 8 months. They're really
good. Lasted me over 6 months for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now back to your dating life.
So what's this? Is the quality of women better on seeking arrangements compared to... No?
Well, I mean, like, can we get away from this topic?
No, because, you know, because since there's no money... No, just kidding. By the way, I just canceled my thing.
He's not even on it anymore. Okay, so don't try to find him. Okay,
it doesn't count.
I was using it in my mind as like a shortcut to go on a date with someone I found attractive and whatever. And
why do you have a pink nail? Does that mean something?
Oh, no, a girl painted my nails the other day, and then I kept one on.
Oh, okay.
There's no story there.
It's like
they were all white, and then I had 2 pink ones, and. When she asked me if I was okay with it, I was like, I think so. And then I was treating it like this insecurity test where I was like, will I have to bring this up every time I see someone, like my guy friends? Do I have to explain why it's pink, or will I be able to just like confidently like just move past it without? And I failed my own test.
If your guy friends know you, like, I don't even think they'll ask.
Half were like, what's with your nails, bro? Half. And then the other were just
like, are you gay
whatever,
now?
He's a musician, whatever. Yeah, are you gay now? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. What is wrong with you?
Hey, I'm okay with my sexuality. Hey, it's called man polish, okay?
Yeah.
God.
I think being a musician, too, it's like, it's less of
male polish.
Male polish.
Male polish.
Right?
That's good.
Don't kill that.
It works.
We're trademarking
that
now. Oh, but you know, I wanted to say earlier, see, the thing is, the whole like not messaging me and matching me on Tinder, but messaging me on Instagram instead. Yeah. It's happened to me before. And the first thing that pops into my head is, if I wanted to talk to you, I would have matched you. But it works for different people, though. So these guys were obviously not my type. So I can kind of understand, like, it would work.
But how do you know that if I didn't try to match with you on Tinder? How do you know that you even saw me on Tinder?
I don't know. But also, I'm a little bit more guarded too because what we do for a living and stuff like that. Yeah. That's just the first thing that pops into my head. It's like,
If I was trying to slip into your DMs, it'd be a different approach because we probably have mutual friends.
True.
Yeah, we're not thinking about it from like
a
normal
Think of yourself as a pleb, a freaking peasant.
No, nobody.
I'm not trying to make it like that. I'm not. But there is a difference, right? of like how you interact with people online because like this is our job.
Right.
Yeah. So it's different from normal
people.
It's
like
people.
You're coming into the office. But also,
if a girl put her Instagram handle in her thing, I feel like that's almost an invitation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she gets a sea of like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had to put it so people don't know it's a catfish. Yeah, so it's like officially
so that you can add them back and they know they're actually talking to you.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so next question. What is the worst date you've ever been on? Have you had to shut down a date because it was terrible? Or have you, you know, had to, like, you were about to get it in and then you're like, and then something happened, you're like, oh no. Has anything ever shut down
deal breakers?
Sorry, the first thing that popped in my mind was when I was a lot younger, my worst date, like on my end, where I was making it real bad.
Oh.
I just remember...
Your own failures.
My own, yeah. Okay. I just remember I it got so awkward, I just kept asking, like, what's your favorite? But it got to the point where I was like, so what's your what's your favorite number? No.
Oh my God.
And I could hear...
that's partially her fault too, no?
I think she... But I mean, I should know not to ask someone what their favorite number is. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yep.
Yeah.
Four. She's like $1 million. That's my favorite number.
I felt like I was in a sitcom because I remember being like, she was like, I don't really have. And I was like,
oh my God.
Mine's four. And I was like,
is it four?
Yeah.
Mine's four.
Well, now it's 37. It's changed.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Ooh, you just want a prime number?
You're like a number.
Yeah,
you're like
partly.
A number
you're
guy.
So predictable.
What is with this guy numbers?
Guy with bone
is it
and
compound?
Tail
is it compound favorite number? Like, what's happening here?
There's no common denominators. That's what makes it a prime number. So that's why he chose it. I would think that you would have chosen like, 12 because Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's it's not far
off. We're
on
a fantasy football team together, but we both like the Packers. And like, so Aaron Rodgers is someone that he thinks I'm always going to try to draft like super early in a draft, which is a stupid bitch move because why would you draft a quarterback that early?
Whatever. Not even listening at this point.
It pisses me off.
You can't make this argument if you're not beating me.
And it's not fair. Like,
also, by the way, where do you think four came from?
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it didn't come from Brett Favre for me. It came because that was my dad's favorite number.
Oh, okay. Our date would have went so well.
It was so good. I'd be like,
you would have been like four. And I'm like,
me too.
This is going well. She has favorite numbers.
Well, yeah. So I guess it's like you wouldn't have had chemistry with that woman because the conversation sucked. So
if you are a good conversationalist, you could turn anything into a good conversation, I feel like.
Absolutely.
So, it's her fault too.
I'm a good conversationalist, I feel.
Both your faults.
It falls flat sometimes. There's just no chemistry.
I feel like she just wasn't carrying the conversation. If you had to get to the point where you had to ask her what the hell her favorite number was.
Maybe she picked a bad number, too. Then there wouldn't be any chemistry.
She's like an eight bitch. I hate eight bitches.
That's disgusting.
Infinity.
She was.
So no, anything that was just like, okay, red flags during dates. What are your red flags that you've noticed throughout the years?
Oh, when they're like super racist.
That's a flag.
They're just blatantly racist.
Just blatantly racist. Like,
you see that waiter?
Ugh, Mexicans. Like, whoa!
That's what you decided to go and seek an arrangement. Yeah. All right, enough Tinder.
I love pretending I'm, it's not pretending. I'll do like Asian accents, but not let anyone know that I'm half Asian so that they get awkward.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm half Filipino. So.
Why would you bait them with that?
Because I have the
What kind of Asian accents are you doing, though?
Are
you doing a Filipino accent?
Look, I don't know why that's the rule, but if you are half of, like, you get to just sort of.
I don't know. There's still colonizer in your blood. I don't know if you should be doing it.
It's true. They say I'm white passing a lot, and I'm like,
you're not white passing. He's white passing.
I'm white passing.
You are not white passing.
Thank you. I'm like, I'm everyone's ethnic friend in my circle.
Yeah.
The token.
Yeah, you don't look white passing to me.
No.
Yeah. You look oppressed.
Yeah, I could only dream.
Red flags, besides, you know, obvious racism. But is that a red flag, really?
No.
Like mental, mental illness? Do you spot that pretty fast?
Mental illness.
Or like she's rude to a waiter? That shit.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah.
That's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
Do people still do that?
That is a huge turnoff.
Or low tippers?
Well, I would never know.
I check.
I would never have the girl be paying for.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Yeah. I always offer
halfsies. And if the guy is like, no, you can't, I'm paying for everything, blah, I'm like, okay, cool, that's nice. I offered, but he paid. I always check.
Because how do you check?
Because I don't want, it looks bad on me because I'm on the state too. And like, if the waiter is like, oh, that couple was a piece of shit couple, I'm like,
they tipped me $4 on a $75.
Yeah, so if I see that shit, check. I leave cash on the table, but, and I never call like that
Ross
person again.
From Friends. Do you remember that episode? Anyone?
Oh, the dad. Rachel's dad is cheap as shit. That's right.
He's rich though, right?
Yeah. It's always the rich ones, bro. Wait, but how do you check without, you know, like how do you
just have to have laser eyes and look across the table?
Yeah, I look.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll look. I'll make them uncomfortable,
too. I look for digits. You can kind of, across the table, you can see digits. Like, oh, that's like a $4 digit. It's not like, you know.
Dude, if I was a guy and I saw the girl I took a date on put more money on the tip, I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, you know, yeah, I wouldn't call a dude back either. Because, I mean, what, we've worked in customer service before, so we know, like, don't be shitty and always tip well.
And also, like, if maybe they didn't know, sometimes I get bent for the doubt. Like, 20% is, like, standard, you know? But, you know, for Steve, he always tipped really well on the dates on restaurants and stuff. But he didn't know that you're supposed to tip house cleaners for, like, at hotels.
Mm-hmm. So, I didn't know that for a while.
Yeah.
I
so that one, I feel like, is more
common.
It's not common knowledge.
Right. Yeah. So I didn't get mad at him for that because, you know, if you never saw anyone tip a hotel.
Also, if you're staying, like, you grow up poor, you're used to staying at Motel 8. You're not going to think.
That's
right. Uh-huh. But then now you're older, you have money, and you're, like, staying at the Four Seasons. You know, like, at least leave him a 20 or something on the bed.
Yeah.
My mom and I stayed in a motel once when I was young and under our mattress.
I thought you said a Motel 1.
She's like,
we couldn't afford the Motel 8.
Motel 6 is way too fancy.
It was just like a tent in the back of a Hilton hotel somewhere.
Like,
they were
a hotel,
nice.
Gina.
But we stayed at one, and then we checked under the mattress for some reason, and there was human teeth under there.
Jesus. Teeth?
Human teeth?
Bro, like loose, like 4 or 5 teeth.
Well, a kid thought he was going to get some tooth fairy money.
I know, but that idiot is under the pillow.
Why did
you
so many teeth at once?
I don't think you leave 5 teeth behind for the tooth fairy. That's something else going on.
And me being a weird kid, because when I was little, whenever I get my teeth yanked, I wanted to keep it. I wanted to keep that teeth so bad, but they wouldn't let me.
Ew, you wanted to keep a stranger's teeth?
I did. I thought, just because I like to keep my own teeth, I thought it was normal. I like to just look at it.
One time I found all my teeth from the tooth fairy, you know?
Oh,
your mom stashed?
She stashed them in this little thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, what a pretty container. And then I opened it. It was filled with teeth. I was like, oh, God. They had like old blood on them.
Oh, yeah. God. I like to... Because my old teeth when I was a kid, God, this is a really weird conversation.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're doing
it. We used to yank it out, right? And then there would be little cavities, and I would stick like toothpicks in the cavities and just play with it.
Ew, ooh,
I
don't like that.
No, I mean, like, loose teeth.
If a girl brought teeth to the date, that would be.
She had a necklace with teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, I don't
too many
I
teeth.
I don't want to do this anymore.
guys already don't like teeth.
It's usually like when you don't have enough teeth, that might be an issue. This one's a little different.
Oh, can we just spawn? Can we. Okay, can you say things that girls do in bed that sucks? Because, like, sometimes we'll get on here and be like, yeah, it sucks when a guy does this. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing in bed.
Yeah.
Like, a girls do in bed thing that you're like,
I well, I mean,
girls
the big one is if you don't do anything.
Right.
And that's, like, that's actually pretty common.
Like a dead fish.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always wondered. Because, you know, I don't sleep with girls, and so I don't know.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're just kind of, like, laying.
But
and
no,
just
here's
kind of hanging out. And you're like,
but
you're like, all right, this is.
They're just like
you're just an
like
object.
Their body is literally not moving at all.
Yeah, a lot of times, not a lot, but like it's more common than I think.
And then afterwards, they're like, he didn't do
what
anything.
Percentage?
Yeah, they're like blame me. Hey, come on now.
That's terrible.
I need to know the extremities of this. So is dead fish just like.
No, you don't
or
have
do
to
they
make
also
that face.
Moan.
That would be weird. Is she dead?
Oh, no. Does dead fish count as in like she was on bottom the whole entire time, but she's still moaning and like yes and thrashing about? Does that count as dead fish? Or does
dead
fish
do
count?
That.
Right. Well, okay. Or does dead fish count as she never gets on top? What is?
Oh,
what
I don't
is
think
dead fish
way.
Exactly.
I just think it's a complete lack of like.
She's
movement.
Like not there.
Yeah.
No moan.
You can thrust your hips
or like
wrapping
your legs around.
Like being involved.
People are like that.
It's also the extreme, but I think sex is a very, you know, that's however you like it is however you like it. So
preferential.
I have had the like, whoa, you're asking for a lot of work. You know, I've had that scenario too.
Yeah. Right. What's the most like insane requests?
Oh, I had someone ask me if I was down to do like to taste each other's blood.
Oh, that's pretty hot.
Fucking weird.
Wait, that's so you would have to first
cut
yourself?
Cut each other and like. Yeah. And I was like,
I
don't know if
during intercourse?
I think I'd rather
before.
Get peed on every morning.
Yeah, yeah, same.
At least get $1,000 from that.
There's a lot of shit in blood that's a little scary, you know?
Yeah.
Like, HIV?
It would have to be.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you're engaging in sex, I mean, yeah. Let's be honest, it's already kind of like. Yeah.
That's true.
The whole blood thing has to be with someone that you've been with for a while. I'm not doing that shit on the first date, bro. Yeah. That's weird. Like, I'm not doing that ever.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not. I don't like blood. Mm-hmm. I'm a little queasy. I won't even like let Steve do anything during that time.
Right.
What time could you be talking about?
That time where there's blood pouring out of my body.
Yeah.
What's wrong? You should see a doctor.
Should. It lasts for a few days, too. I'm like, Jesus.
Just doesn't even know what that is.
Just hemorrhaging for a while.
Okay. So what is it? We move past the first date already.
Yeah, his only turn off is no teeth. Like, don't bring teeth.
This is really easy. Look, it's
really, I'm really digging this. I do not like it if you bring extra teeth to the dinner table.
Low standards. I really want to pay for everything. I just don't bring teeth.
Yeah.
And then maybe don't just lay there when we have sex.
Yeah. Do like a little movement so I know you're alive.
Yeah.
She's like, you can wear a shark tooth from Peru, but I can't bring my own teeth.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
She's pissed. Double standards.
Fucking Aldous Snow.
Bare minimum work.
Okay. Have you ever been sexually harassed by a woman in public? Because I know girls that just go up to dudes and grab their ass.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Junk.
For sure.
Yeah, or like grab your junk. How do you feel about that when a chick just comes up and grabs your junk?
That's happened. I have not that long ago.
No. Oh.
I was like, let me play with it first.
You know? What?
That's the only thing I could think of. I was like, I don't mind it, but like, at least let me, because I'm like, not a shower, you know? Like, let me get some blood going in there first. So you're talking about in bed.
Hmm? No, I mean like in public, just like, because I've seen some girls like in nightclubs just like, oh, what's up? And just grab a dude's ass. But if he were to do that to her, like, it would be really bad.
For sure. Standard. But I understand the double standard. There's a difference in like, yeah, I get that. And I definitely, you know, I have a lot of gay friends and I don't care. So it doesn't actually, it's not really an offense, but the action itself, if you were to just blanket, you know, like just look at it as an action. Yeah, they're sexually assaulting me all the time.
Right.
Constantly. Because I'm not asking for it. I'm not exuding like I'm okay with this. I'm not doing any of that.
I like how there's legal definitions for each scenario. Yeah. All right. If you just I am not offended. However,
these
actions did occur at one point in my life.
I've never felt like, oh, I really wish you didn't do that. It's just more like, it's interesting. You didn't really check to see if I was okay with it. I am.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I don't care. But, you know.
Right.
They were just assuming.
That happens a lot more often.
They were very assuming.
Yeah.
For all the ladies out there, because I'm sure someone in the comments going to be like, oh my God, he's so hot. Let's give him the good shit. Are you into choking?
Yeah.
Good. Good man. Good man.
We passed that test.
That's good man.
Consensual choking.
What are your kinks?
I mean, I like the whole tie up thing. That's fun.
The bondage.
You tied her tied.
I do both. Both's fun.
He's an equal. He's an equal loving man.
I'd rather.
So
we need to chill.
He's both tied. I'm like, this isn't working.
Yeah. So how do we get out of this?
You did it wrong.
Yeah.
Just suspended from the ceiling, like 30 feet away from each other.
Should we just swing a little, like rock back and forth?
This is so sexy. Yeah. I wish I could touch you. the straps and stuff I think are fun.
Okay.
I like costumes.
The swings?
Costumes. Not for me to wear, but for her to wear.
Right.
I mean, I'll wear a costume, but I don't know what you want me to wear.
Aquaman, I think you're trying.
Yeah.
He's going for
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
What kind of costumes are we talking about that you like?
I think I just like short skirts, to be honest with you, more
like
than I do.
Like schoolgirl look?
Yeah, that or, like, it doesn't matter what it can be, as long as it,
Cool.
Yeah, all guys.
I think that all guys.
That's a pretty common.
Yeah, that's Steve's number one request is, it's like, I'm going back to my dorm. Oh, who are you?
They like to see the butt cheeks fall out of the
bottom. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, with that little spot from the leg to where it becomes a butt cheek.
Where like your imagination has to take over a little bit.
Yeah. It's like tits on the other side. Yeah. So yeah. I bet cleavage, like bottom butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage.
Is there a word for that? There should be a better word for that.
Butt cleavage?
Bleavage.
No. We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll think of it by the end.
Hey, listen, if you're cheap like I am and you want to save money, there's a great extension on Chrome for this and it's called Honey. Oh my God, that just rhymed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is a free browser extension that finds promo codes for you and automatically applies to your cart. So when you're at your cart, a Honey pop-up will come out and say, hey, do you want us to scan some codes for you? And they scan a ton of codes all over the internet in like a few seconds and they apply the best one where you will save the most money. I love it. So all you have to do is wait a few seconds. It scans its whole entire database and watch the prices drop. I, during this pandemic, have been shopping a lot, and I should not be.
Same.
But I've also been saving a lot, so thank you, Honey. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Oh. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free money. Again, this is a free extension, so there's really no...
Seriously, sometimes I save like $20 like for like a $60 purchase. I'm like, that's real? That happened? That just happened to me. It happened to me.
And you don't have to pay for anything at all. It's free, so I don't understand why anyone would ever not put this on their Chrome extensions.
Right.
And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid in supporting this podcast because we need to let them know that we're awesome.
Thank you.
Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/mood. Again, that's joinhoney.com/mood.
Woo!
Yay!
I'm assuming girls like to pull your hair. I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it is very healthy, and probably because you're eating so many healthy ingredients on a day-to-day basis, such as the ones you would get in Daily Harvest, which is sponsoring our show today. So thank you, Daily Harvest, for that. I actually love Daily Harvest so much. So whenever we get sponsored, we get to test the product, make sure it's something that we can stand behind. But then we only get it once. Like, that's it. Like, we don't get to have it again. But I like Daily Harvest so much, I just keep paying for it. Like, I love it so much.
My freezer is full of it.
And my freezer is full of it, and also I just don't like going to the store. Like, I don't like going, I don't like leaving my house. The pandemic has been like, hey, you can't leave your house. I'm like, good, I don't want to. So right now Daily Harvest is helping me beat the heat with their refreshing smoothies and delicious scoops. Oh, the scoops are ice cream, by the way. They're all dairy free good ass ice cream
they're
plant-based ice cream. Scoops are free of additives, preservatives, and fillers because they're made with whole nourishing ingredients like black sesame, coconut cream, and dragon fruit, and have four amazing flavors. I've tried all of them. They're all delicious. Eating clean food with Daily Harvest is easy and effortless, whether you're having it at night, at home, or need a quick bite on the go. I'm not leaving my house ever, but, you know, it is good for that if you are a go out there person. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. My favorite thing is the broccoli and cheese spelled with a Z because it's plant-based cheese, and I really like it. It tastes like normal cheese. It's really, really good. I don't know how else to express that I like Daily Harvest than to keep expressing it to you, but that's broccoli and cheese. So good. Keep it simple this summer with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code BIGMOOD to get $25 off your first box.
That's a huge discount.
Yeah,
huge.
That's promo code BIGMOOD for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com.
Thank you, dailyharvest.com.
Are you a vegan?
I am not fully vegan. I'm mostly plant-based, but I'm dairy-free pescatarian.
That's kind of what I am right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, I just joined that club just recently.
Oh, nice. How long?
Like a week.
Welcome to the club.
I think it's the long hair. I think at a certain point, as a guy, you become a vegan.
You have to stop eating bacon.
Yeah. I don't want to ever go back. I never have cravings or anything.
Like, I haven't had cravings this week, but it's been a week. So
the first year, I admit, it was a little hard, but not because I craved it. It was because when we're out and about, you don't realize how much dairy and meat is in everything. It's in everything.
Yeah,
and there weren't a lot of options back then. This was like 4 years ago.
What's the reasoning?
Originally, I watched a fuck ton of animal torture videos.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't want to participate anymore.
Yeah, so it's funny because I think there's like two parts of it. Not to hijack a conversation, but
oh, you're fine. This is interesting. We're having a nice date right now.
You already have a husband, Nikki.
Yeah, no, I'm just showing.
You're married.
Like, this is how you get a husband. Okay, anyway,
right in the middle. Would you guys like appetizers?
Make sure they're on the same diet as you.
Did you want to put your order in before?
Yes. Do you have anything dairy free, pescatarian?
We have the just a piece of toast for you.
Yes, I'll take
that. Thank you.
I think there's dairy free butter, please.
But I think there's like two parts to it. So I used to make this like joke, kind of a joke, where the only real vegan is an annoying vegan, because if you're really trying to like be a part of making an impact on whether or not there's gonna be less animals tortured or less animals affected, you taking yourself out of participation isn't gonna actually change any of the numbers.
No, not at all.
However, then I used to say that I think what I was doing was justifying my own sort of gut feeling about my participation and saying, well, I'm not gonna make a change. But then
I used to do the same thing. I was like, well, it's already dead. It's in the grocery store. Yeah, like, it's just going to die in vain then if I don't eat it.
And again, if you just because you stop doing it doesn't mean that you're going to save it even one life. Right?
Yeah.
But there is something about that feeling that you have when you see those torture videos that you go, this has nothing to do with anyone else, actually. It's about me aligning my own morals with
my actions.
And you're like, that it's too direct. Like, you can play the game where, you know, sweatshops, and you can do that, and it's
yeah,
and you, we probably should do more of that and be mindful of what we do. But this one is so direct, right? It's, right. It's like it's tortured animal, and then you're eating it,
and it's like a living, quick. Breathing yeah. thing. Yeah, and yeah, exactly. Because I never preach to anybody about it ever. I only tell people what they ask me. Like, is there any dietary restrictions? That's the only time I ever tell anyone yeah. that I'm a dairy free pescatarian. And the fish came back into the picture because of like some blood tests I got back, and I was like, maybe it's because
yeah, it's
I need
really
to eat
not
a little
healthy
bit.
To be so
actually,
also,
you
do you have that feeling? I didn't have that feeling about fish because
I didn't
the way
oh,
they're treated.
Sorry.
Well, part of it is like I'm
a fish murderer.
Yeah, no, but fish.
I'm a fish murderer.
I don't, yeah, but I really don't feel that way with the pigs and the cows. Like they know they're being tortured.
Yeah,
like, they know.
They do.
It's clear.
You know, pigs have like, a kindergartner emotional intelligence level. Like they're like a 5-year-old. You could teach them how to read, and they know when their parents getting taken away.
Sure.
And they get very depressed. They've killed themselves. Kids pigs have committed suicide before. They ram their heads against the wall until they die. So they're in a lot of suffering and pain.
It feels like an evil that we're turning our head to.
Right.
Like a pretty, yeah. Anyway, and again, I'm not, I don't care what anyone else does.
Exactly.
I'm just doing my own little conquering myself thing.
Like,
and,
I know I'm not
going to
change the world.
Myself better.
I just want to take myself out.
So are you okay with the like wild food?
Yeah, thing? You can hunt.
Oh, I would feel much better about that, actually. Yeah. I have some friends up in Northern California that they kill their, sort of Joe Rogan does the same thing, I think. Like, they kill an elk or a deer and they eat, you know,
I have no problem with that at all.
That makes much more sense to me
I
than
couldn't
the
do
torturing,
it.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you're going to do it, like, you should know how to skin your own. Like, you should be okay with doing all of that, like, taking the organs out and all that stuff. I couldn't do it, but I'm totally, I don't care if anyone else does it.
Yeah.
And use every part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so funny. I was so surprised. Yesterday, I called my sister and my brother-in-law. He's like a guy's guy, like construction management guy, and always barbecues. And my sister's like, you know, he stopped eating meat? You know, and he's like, what? You'd be you turn into a hippie or something, right? And then I talked to him. He's like, actually, I totally understand it. And he
that's right.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, he's not doing it, but he gets it. And I think most people are on that. It's like, even the people that eat meat and are about, like, it's just so clear.
I've noticed a huge change in the past couple of years. Actually, like, there's a lot more options everywhere. Even fast food chains have Beyond Meat Burger or Impossible Burgers or whatever. Yeah, they have a lot of meatless options, whereas, like, 4 years ago when I first started, like, there was just no options at all. I was just pissed that there was no options. Like, I'm just forced to eat animal products.
By the way, have you had the Beyond Italian sausages?
I love those. I eat them every week.
I mean, the process is not the greatest, but they're, I don't know the difference.
Everything in moderation.
That's fantastic.
I put them in my pasta. Hello. So good, it's so good. Anyway, dating.
What's your favorite number?
4. Well, 37 now.
Yeah.
I have a question. Yeah. Have you ever loved a girl that didn't love you back?
That's a great question.
Of course.
Aww. What is that? Take us through that a little bit, the process on a male side. Because I feel like a lot of girls, we feel like we're the only ones that go through this unrequited love thing. But like guys go through it too.
So, all the time.
That's actually one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, I'm sure you do, but just to clarify, just to ask it, do you go through the same things like, why isn't she calling me back? Does she hate me? Should I hit her up? What's wrong with me?
What's your emotional journey during this?
Like, because we feel crazy when we do that.
I was thinking more about one of my breakups. Like, I was thinking about like when I was dating, and sorry, I'm just checking myself, making sure I'm not saying something I shouldn't. So when Taryn and I broke up, I don't know if you're Taryn, but
it was like 7 years
I wanted
ago.
To stay together, you know,
more
so. And so for me, on my end, it was more like I had to go, okay, I've got to let this go somehow. But I think that's different than what you're asking, right? Because you're asking about initially, is that what you mean?
Like, no, I mean like either way,
in a relationship or anything.
Yeah.
Either
way,
I think that's a good example.
Yeah, for me, and maybe this sounds stupid, but I wrote so many songs, and they were songs that did fairly well for me too. As a musician, I kind of turned her into a muse, I think, or something. You know?
Yeah.
Or I took that experience and like channeled all of my emotions around.
I remember
it into
this era.
Art. So you know, oddly, as a musician, as an artist, those like very emotional moments, I feel very fortunate that I have this outlet where I can take all those feelings and then kind of release them through art.
Right.
There's that, you know, it
sucks.
Don't
you hate that it makes your best work? I always hated that. Like when I was doing stand-up, I felt like I was only funny when I was so fucking depressed that I like had no other purpose in life. Like this was like my only thing. Oh. But then after I got happy, I was like, I can't even write any jokes anymore.
I think it's also
too happy.
Yeah, too happy.
I think it's also because people don't really talk about like men go through heartbreaks too. Sometimes men just curl up and cry and they have, you know, all those things that we all go through too. And you don't really hear it often.
You know, it's wild. Again, I'm checking myself. I'm in a men's group, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends, I think my age, a lot of them are actually in some sort of men's group. And it's wild to me because, yeah, we've been trained. Most guys, I think, are, you don't show your emotions. You don't talk about your emotions mm-hmm. as much. But in these men's groups, it's a really great place and an outlet where guys can get together and just be really open with one another. And
how'd you find this men's group?
I got invited in.
Oh.
And, you know, everything that we talk about obviously is confidential. And, you know, and the idea is that we're always trying to raise each other and we check in with each other and make sure we're being our best selves. And aww. But it's a place where, you know, maybe someone's going through a divorce or maybe someone's going through, you know, a breakup. And it's a safe place for someone to actually like talk about that.
Emotionally vent.
That's good. So that like, because a lot of guys don't have that and then they turn to incels and they're on Reddit talking shit about.
Well, that's the extreme.
The red pill themselves, you know, into hating women. So having an outlet is very healthy, I think.
Yeah. So I really recommend if any guy listener, mm-hmm. I don't know, I think that's a very healthy thing to have. And our group is it's crazy. It's like guys that are in 20s, guys that are 60. There's like a rabbi. There's like,
tight.
It's
that's cool.
All walks of life.
Yeah. You know, like, get a lot of different perspectives.
Yeah, 100%.
That's really
cool.
Yeah. I feel like it's, and you know, I wanted to know, like, do you ever get sick of having to be the stoic, manly man that everyone's kind of raised to be in our generation?
Talking about toxic masculinity?
Toxic masculinity.
I don't know. The older I've gotten, the more I've realized it's sort of like this weird, like the one of the most unattractive things is when someone, I'll say it this way, one of the more attractive things, and correct me if I'm wrong, is just a guy being his true self, like just being confidently him. He knows who he is. And that's removed from this sort of idea of needing to be a certain way or masculine. And I think when you are concerned about that, you're the idea of being more masculine, if you're trying to put it on, you can pick up on that.
We can feel it. I think we can feel it as women, for sure.
I actually think that more women like want some emotional intelligence. Like women are like, why can't he just open up to me a little bit? You know, I feel like I hear that complaint more in girls groups than I do like, I wish he was more manly. You know,
I've never met a man who had to state that he was an alpha male and actually believed him. I've never believed
usually
anyone.
An alpha male doesn't say he's an alpha male.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like just, I personally love men who are like so secure with their sexuality that I'm just like, hey, for a funny video, can you put on this dress? They're like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. You know, like that is peak manly for me and I just think it's so awesome. But if it's a dude that's like, no, that's fucking gay, I'm never going to do that. It's just like, you just made yourself look so little.
I also have a theory about that. What is it? Kentian scale? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
The scale, well, if you believe that, you know, sexuality is on a... what is it called?
She's nodding.
Yeah. So let's say if you have gay, bi, straight as a way to sort of... Is it Kenzie? I don't know. But in my mind, it's like the guy that's like confident, like very straight and knows he's straight and whatever, is not the person that's going to have these sort of homophobic tendencies.
Right.
It's
true.
Someone that's maybe like questioning
themselves.
And then we have a shit culture that has made them feel, you know, bad about that, which is, you know, horrific and... It's great.
Well, also because they say, like, for a long time they were perpetuating this idea that a guy cannot be bi. He's either gay. If he likes a dick at all, he's absolutely gay.
There's
so
still that notion out there.
It scares guys
right
that they're like, well, no, but I do like women too. So they don't want to, like, even let anyone know at all that they could be possibly interested in men.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Kinsey scale.
Kinsey scale.
I've never even heard that term.
Neither.
I've heard the spectrum, but I never knew it had a name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the ones, because aren't they the ones always committing the hate crimes and we find out later
Or like the law, the politicians or whatever, they're like trying to pass laws like against gay people, but then
they get caught with a gay escort.
A dude in a back alley somewhere.
So just to bring it back on the dating thing really quick. So personally for me, sometimes I don't know how long any of these stages are supposed to go or what's what because things change all the time throughout the years. What is the talking stage to you, the dating stage to you? And then when you do want to make this like an official thing, do you ask? Because I like to be asked because I'm in fucking high school, apparently.
I like to be asked.
Right? Yeah. Because I need a definitive answer. And like, what's your timeline kind of? So let's start with what's your talking stage?
I don't know. I feel like I'm in that right now-ish.
What's the difference between a talking stage and a dating stage?
For me, I feel like a talking stage is like, oh, we went on a couple of dates and we're getting to
kind
know
just
each
a
other.
Qualifying
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, like it's looking for preliminaries.
Worst like you're vetting. Yeah. It's like interview one.
Right. And there's still others out there.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been trying to be better at this, just sort of taking everything really a lot more day by day in general. And so I'm trying not to think too much about the future of things, especially when it comes to like dating.
Yeah, it adds a lot of pressure.
It does. And you don't need to. I had this moment where in a breakup where I was couples therapy and we're trying to figure out, you know, what was wrong with the relationship. And my therapist asked me this one question that blew my mind. He was like, can I ask you something? Does it have to work out? And I was like, whoa, it doesn't, you know, like, what? And so I think we ingrain this idea that once you start a relationship, it's like,
yeah,
now we got to make it work.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, or.
You invested a certain amount of time and, you know,
I have
years.
A hard time with that too. Even if it's just like a few months, I'm like, well, I already started this thing. Do I want to have to go back and like, you know, first date
you
shit all over,
over
again?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I try to keep in mind that, starting over is scary, but it's also really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the dates you get to go on, the new people you get
to
meet.
Well, when you have an end goal in mind, it's like you want the perfect person, not just like the one that showed up first.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of managing expectations that that are involved in relationships. And so when you start creating that, like, whoa, this is now that monogamous like thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that, now you're putting these walls around the relationship that you might not have to yet. You know?
So are you at this point like more down for open relationships?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm dating right now, right? Mm-hmm. And it's nice. And I'm not trying to put too much weight on it. You know, I don't want to hold someone back unless it's like, I don't know, until it's really needed. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why I would need for
someone. Let's say you found the girl, like, you're like, oh, everything clicks. Like, we mm-hmm. have such a good time together. Like, we could hang out and be best friends forever. I love her. I think she loves me back. Like, I think it's reciprocated equally. Would you be like, I'm gonna put a ring on it?
How fast do you lock that shit down?
Yeah. So, I think the ring thing... I do want kids, and so I think there is a completely different sort of mentality around a relationship that is driven by thinking about that.
Yeah.
Right. But beyond that, like making a pact with someone, like, all right, we're going to raise these children together, and we're going to stick together on this, and that makes more sense to say, all right, the cost of urges and whatever is part of this. We're gonna work this out together, right? Mm. That's different. I forget what there's a book my buddy just recommended. He was telling me how like there was these tribes before where they had monogamous relationships, but they were constantly just switching partners over time. Like like they'll be together for a few months and then they would just kind of fizzled out.
I think I've heard
about
that too.
And it was more natural. And
is it like the village kind of raised the children too, like together?
I think so. I shouldn't be referencing a book I didn't even read. Right. But the concept stood out to me when he was telling me this, where it's like the idea of it was interesting to me, where it's like, yeah, you probably could have a scenario where it's like, this works right now. And then when it fizzles out. Like, no hard feelings. It's fine.
I think
fine.
It's about personality type too, though. Because like with Steve and I, like we're just both like, well, I'm in this forever. Like I don't see anybody else as sexually attractive. I don't like care to ever have another guy date me again or like another penis inside of my body. Like I don't care at all.
It's like a pretty healthy attachment, I think.
Yeah, like, and he feels the same way. Like, we're just like, we have so much fun together, and like we're just so, he completes every part that I like could ever want or like yearn for, that I could never see myself doing an open thing. Like, I don't even want to. Like, I don't. Yeah. But also, like, I don't have kids yet. Like, I was talking about this on the Will Smith Jada Entanglement episode, because you had asked, like, would you ever be open to an open relationship? And I'm like, I can't answer that right now, because I don't think Steve and I are the type of people that would ever want that. But I also don't. We've never been married for 20 years or 30 years or whatever. Yeah. We've never had to deal, like, raise a family and, like, maybe one person still has a libido and the other person doesn't anymore. And, like, how do you deal with that situation? We never dealt with that. But
yeah, that's an interesting part to it, I think.
Yeah.
The libido thing. Because I've had moments in my life where my libido is insane.
Yeah.
And it has to be managed somehow, you know, and then you know, I've had moments where, you know, anyway.
yeah. I agree.
Like, what am I saying
I've had
on public?
Relationships where I'm the one that doesn't want sex. And then I've had relationships where I'm the one that always wants sex and they don't. And like, it's, there needs to be a balance or else it really does feel like you're not having all your needs met in a relationship. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, our relationship has never gone anywhere close to that point. But will it in the future? I don't know.
The libido thing is kind of crazy. I have a friend who's a family attorney, like a family divorce attorney, whatever. And she said that one of the main, a lot of cases that she gets, the man in a long marriage cheats because the woman's libido eventually, you know, both of them eventually die down. And then the man decides to take HGH, I think it's like a testosterone of some sort that, you know,
it's human growth hormone,
right? And it makes you like, you know, want to work out because, you know, they start feeling bad about like their hair loss or like they're getting fat or whatever, so they take that and that drives their libido up and they end up cheating on their wives.
HGH will make you lose your hair though, but
or, you know, or body fat or something like that.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so if I ever get married and my man wants to take that shit, I will kill him.
There you go, that's a good solution.
But my original question was like, I do you have a problem with this? I never know when it's like, are we like officially dating now? Like, do you want to do this exclusively or?
Well,
you know,
I give
her
a pin. I'm just kidding.
1950s, adorable. Yeah. We're going steady.
I was gonna say that's fucking cute.
Give me
your
Letterman jacket.
Like, here you go. I got this.
I should. That's how
cute.
I should tell someone. I would like for you to wear my pin now.
It's a membership pin. That's adorable.
I think if Steve gave me a pin, I'd be pretty like bashful and like, oh, he gave me a pin.
I would make it like a membership thing. Like, there's like a 1 year one,
a year one.
Like, like you're working at Chili's.
Oh, yeah. I actually, maybe this is gonna, recently, I actually proposed this to a few girls where I was like, what if we just dated for a month? They all said no, by the way. Okay. But I was serious.
Yeah, that's
no.
Like, that's
so
setting,
serious,
you're setting me up for heartbreak.
Well, no, in my mind, I was like, because we already were kind of, you know, kind of having a little bit of a vibe, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what if we just dove into, almost like an experiment. It's like, we just dive right into boyfriend,
I feel like that's the opposite, though, of like, you know, you're saying putting restrictions on by being like, we're monogamous forever. This is like the opposite of like, it's like the restrictions of we can only date for the short amount of time. I feel like that's also pressure.
It probably is, but I just wanted to try it.
Just like, fuck with you emotionally too.
Maybe. And it's only a month. You know?
You never know,
it
dude.
It flies by. But you know, it's also,
I don't like that.
It takes a month to develop hard feelings, and then like you're cutting
like
it off right when
now
I'm,
because we've played house for a month and you pretended like you love me like a boyfriend for a month, and then now you're like, oh well, that was cool.
See you later.
That was cool.
At the end of the month, he's like, we're gonna have a monthly review and we're gonna go through this and see how what we like.
We might
want to
be up. We do it with apps all the time.
Would you like to extend your membership?
Yeah, I just don't want to commit.
Use code BIGMOOD for 3 months of
for 3 months
seat.
Off.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea.
When's
it's probably best they all said no.
When's your birthday? January?
April.
Yeah, April. Yeah. Freaking Aries.
Yeah, Aries, Taurus. Aries, Taurus cusp. Is that bad? I don't know.
Always Aries. Makes sense. Aries are always trying to move on to the next.
I think I'm more Taurus.
See? Oh, are you?
Well,
makes sense. Taurus are
all the same.
Exactly, whatever.
It's all the same. Yeah. All right, guys, that's all the time we have today. I wish we had more time.
Thank you so much for being on, Chester C. Can't wait to see your YouTube channel get revamped and
maybe
relaunched. go check him out on Instagram. What do you want to promote, huh? Instagram, you got a new album? What we got?
Now that I'm starting the YouTube channel back up, alongside it will be my mission to 100 wells at the Thirst Project.
Yes.
If you go to my.thirstproject.com/mission100.
We'll put it in there.
Yeah, we'll put it in the description.
That would be the thing I would plug. But awesome. Because it's attached to everything I'm doing.
Don't follow him. Yeah. Save the people and donate to wells.
I mean,
okay?
Still connected.
What a humanitarian. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even eat meat. So, ladies,
water for
check
all.
It out.
And keep the teeth at home.
Your teeth.
I would accept the teeth. We're going to have all his links in the description box. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week. We'll see you again soon, hopefully, if you don't get weirded out by the teeth.
I'm just waiting to see if my mom's going to listen to this.
Sorry,
Mom.
Moms have. And,
sorry, Mom.
Don't tell her about it.
But how do I promote? She's going to see that I promote it.
Oh, true.
That's true.
All right. Hi, Mom.
Make sure you guys give us a like, subscribe to us, and give us 5 stars on iTunes. We need it.
We need it.
We need
We're
it.
Desperate.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Love you. Peace out.